Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Catherine again from Local Splash.
Yes, finally. My phone's being crazy today, man.
I was actually wondering why we got disconnected a few minutes ago, but thank you so much for answering your phone, you know, the phone call. So, yeah, how can I help?
Trying to figure out what to do to cancel, because I think there was, like, a contract for, like, 3 months where I wasn't allowed to cancel it, or it would charge me, like, out the butt, even though it's still charging me out the butt. I wanted to speak about how to cancel and if I, if anyway, I can get my last payment back because nobody has helped us at all get a job, haven't got anybody call us, care to help or talk to me about anything except the fact that I got an email just pretty much saying how do you like Local Splash and stuff like that. But, I mean, I've never got anything at all, and we haven't. Pretty much the agreement that you guys have gave us, this is what my husband wants me to say, it's pretty much the agreement that you guys have gave us, we were lied to about, and we want to know, is there any way I can get at least my last payment money back, because it's kind of crappy. Not being rude or nothing, I just, not very good.
No, it's completely... I mean, it's completely understandable, and I do get your point. I'm speaking with Trinity, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Trinity. Let me just take a look into your account real quick. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Need to get some things off my plate. It's probably stop taking over the world, that's all.
Hello, Trinity?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for staying on the line. So I did look into your account, and as far as what I do see, so we'll talk about billing first. So the most recent payment, actually, Trinity, is actually the third payment and is what is under the contract. So let's start with that discussion. The contract is actually for you to, like, stay with us for at least 3 months. Or three payments, or if it's not what's going to happen, then there's going to be an early termination fee. So the last payment did cover the third month, which was the 11th of April. So with that, what we would recommend instead is for you to use the month that is paid for, because second that I wanted to make a point is that the Google Verified program is already processing the ad visibility. This is the paid per lead program that you signed up with. That's going to provide you leads.
I have no clue anything you just said. That made no sense to me. You've got to kind of dumb it down a little bit. I'm not. I'm only 23, so.
Oh. I know what I meant was that initially when it comes to billing, so we're going to be talking about billing first. Okay. When you signed up probably James or you signed up,
yes.
there is an agreement for at least three payments for you to
yes.
make.
I have to make those payments. And then I said, after that, I even talked to Lisa, she said, you cancel it. And then she
mm-hmm.
said, she said that if you did an early termination, it was like $500-something. So
mm-hmm. that's correct. And the most recent payments that you did covered the third month. Okay.
So what you,
so that was the third payment.
Okay.
Okay. So if we are to, let's, for example, if you are to get refunded, let's say if you're to get refunded the last payment, that would mean that we cancel. That means that our system is going to charge you the early termination fee.
So,
because there are only two payments.
So even if I tell you I want to cancel right now, but I want my last payment back because you guys lied to us and broke your contract by lying and not helping like you were supposed to, so you already broke the contract. So me coming and telling you I want my money back is not breaking the contract if you already broke it.
No, I do hear what about what you meant with breaking the contract, but as far as what I do see here, the Google Verify program that you signed up with, the one that provides you leads, is already processing its ad visibility. When we had you sign up, we did make sure to let you know that the Google Verify program does take a lot of time to get pushed out. That is why there's actually an agreement for 3 months, because the Google Verify program takes a lot of time. And currently, it's already processing its ad visibility on the last step for it to go live. And once it goes live, that is when you start getting leads.
So he was never Google Verified until the third month?
I would say yes. He's
okay,
Google
so
Verified, but all right. He's Google Verified, but there's the last step is to process the ad visibility for him to still show, or like for the ad to show before there's a, you know, before it can go ahead and get the, you know, get the ad activated. We have to make sure that the ad shows before it gets activated. It's part of the process.
Okay. So what I'm trying to say is there is nobody helping us with ads. Y'all may have put them out there, but nobody's helping us understand how to set it up, asking me questions
mm-hmm.
of what we would like it to look like or any of that. No help whatsoever, no phone calls. Okay? So that's out of the question. Y'all have done nothing but help, not help us at all with nothing except getting me Google verified, which took 3 months, which is uncalled for. If you have in your contract had put that when you get signed up, you get Google verified. That was lied to about.
Okay.
Very messed up.
This is messed up.
I really would just like my money back and figure out a way to talk to your boss and tell your boss that I would like my money back. And do not charge me no $500 fee because you guys have lied and not gave nothing or done nothing at all.
No, you do get your point about it, Trinity. It's just that there are two things that you may actually have, you know, like, confused about, because there is the Google Business Profile Verification, which, of course, had already occurred, and you got the Google Business Profile verified. That is for sure. Now, the other Google Verify that we're referring to is the one that provides you leads.
Okay, so
there are two things, and definitely we were able to fully assist you when it comes to the Google Business Profile Verification process. There were actually calls made, and there was actually, you know, we do see here emails, exchange emails and calls that were made to let you know about, you know, let you know about the process.
Yeah, at the beginning of the month, but not any time after that, when I first started. When
mm-hmm.
I had to ask questions, when I had to call and have them tell me and send me shit because nobody would understand or answer the phone. So, weird
yeah.
how you can call your company and nobody answers at all. And you
that's
have to email
weird.
And that's messed up. That shouldn't be allowed, period.
Mm-hmm. No, I get your point, but I do not hear any records of calls that we missed. I mean, we may miss calls. Let's say, for example, the
I'm
calls
not talking about that.
Earlier.
I'm talking about the phone call, the phone number I'm on right now. I can call that 20 times, 20,000 times, and nobody will fucking answer. Nobody will answer that phone. Unless I send an email stating that I need somebody to call me, that's the only time somebody answers the phone. And that shouldn't be allowed, period, if you are trying to help somebody run a business, let alone their life. And a three-month time frame for you guys to take to get actual stuff when Angie's List can do it in 1 week, that's messed up. That's being lied to, especially if you guys are putting it out there that you're going to have jobs and that you're going to have help with this. Nobody cares to help me with any of my business stuff. Y'all do not care to help me with my website, teach me how to use it. None of that. I have called multiple times and talked to people and asked them how to use it, and they could care less to even explain. They just told me to go on there and look. That doesn't make any sense. I'm saying this is a fraud company. It's all fraud, and you guys are getting money off people for nothing. I mean, I would like my money back is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. I don't care about nothing else. I want my money back.
No, I do get your point about it, Trinity. I can check, but I'm not able to guarantee anything. I've looked into previous conversations as well, and I do not see here anything that discusses about the website or any inquiries. I looked into multiple.
That's a lie. That's lying. I've called multiple times and talked about having help with the website, and we sat there and talked on the phone. My husband was standing right next to me.
Okay, is that about the website?
Multiple times I've asked about the website and how to use it. I've asked multiple times what do I need to do next, and all y'all keep saying something about Google Verified. I go on it, and then I get told that you still haven't done it, but yet I have. And then 3 months later, y'all still ain't got me Google Verified.
Okay.
It's taking forever. I get what you're trying to say. I don't care. I just want my money back. I don't care about nothing else. I just want my money back. That's all I want. It's my last bill. I don't care. If you give me one bill back, I don't care. But you're only going to charge me a $500 fucking fee if you can't do shit for a company. Like, that's a whole sue. Y'all broke the contract first, so now I'm going to break it by getting upset with you and plain and simple take you guys to get sued for a line, and then expect me to sit here and just pay money to y'all? Like, that don't make sense. That don't make sense at all.
I completely understand that, Trinity, and of course, we really do want to work things out. I'm going to check with our management what we can do about your last payment, but I'm not going to be able to guarantee anything yet. Okay? I'm going to check first, and then I'm going to update you once they get a confirmation. Is that okay?
Okay, so am I being put on hold, or am I have to wait a couple days? Like,
I will be getting in touch with you, if not later today, early tomorrow morning.
All right, that would have been nice to know. I shouldn't have to ask that. As a woman, you should know how to run a business or a job and tell people I will call you tomorrow or the next business day, not have to sit there and let people wonder when you're going to call them. Just saying, it's not that hard to run a business. I'm 23, and I know well more than probably you're 40 or something. I have no clue, but I just know that this is fucked up, and I'd like my money back, or I will sue. I do not give a fuck. Y'all have broke contract, and I will break it even more.
I completely understand, Trinity. And again,
I got money to sue, too, so y'all really can't play with me right now. My family's fucking rich. I don't play about this shit. Like, y'all really messing with the wrong people right now.
Again, I will be tracking with our management, and I'll get in touch with you as soon as I can. Okay?
Yeah. And if this comes to a problem, yeah, y'all will have your asses fucking handed to. Not you, but your fucking boss and whoever owns that, and you might lose your job from it. But have a good one, and please give me a call back, and if that don't happen, there will be problems. Bye-bye.